Philip, you've got some experience, of course, with weapons of mass destruction, of course, and these emergency technologies. There has always been a concern here in the United States of suitcase nukes coming into the country. Is that possible? Is that even probable?
It's both possible and increasingly probable. Actually, we're kind of overdue for an attack using a so-called dirty bomb, and also probably for a bio attack. The technology has been around long enough now for small groups of people who are really bitter about some things on this planet to kill a lot of people, to cause a lot of damage, because technology allows that now. That's something which in the trade we call asymmetric destructive capability, and that too is exponentially accelerating with the ever greater development of science and technology. So ever smaller group of people can kill or destroy property in ever greater measures, and we're coming up to the point where very small groups of people will be able to kill millions and even billions of humans, and possibly even all of us.
Philip, is there any way we can defend against something like this? I mean, if technology keeps moving ahead, how can we stop it?
Well, first of all, by being there with it. If we refuse to develop certain technologies ourselves, we can be sure that others will leapfrog us and will develop it in our stead. So in order to be able to defend ourselves against something, we have to understand the offensive capability, develop it ourselves, master it, so that we can develop the defensive capability. You cannot properly develop a defensive capability until you master the offensive capability. So that's one way, certainly not lagging or getting behind on those technologies. The other way is by putting in place programs for the prevention or avoidance of these small groups of people getting too far downstream of their plans of creating a lot of havoc. So we have at the Lifeboat Foundation, of which I'm the international spokesperson, some programs proposing schemes where we enable civilians and governments to have ever greater scrutiny of what individual persons are doing, also using very advanced technologies and mature nanotechnology when that comes along, to basically nip all of these plans, these malicious plans, in the bud before they can even start being executed, where we can track them and spot them at the planning stage and kill them off right there.
And technologically, will we be able to find them, discover them, before they're able to complete their task?
If our resolve is at the measure of these offensive capabilities, yes, there are technologies on their way and coming down the pike, which will enable us to track and find such potential threats very early on in their development.
Would we even be able to spot it, Philip, via satellite and know exactly when and where it's happening?
Not necessarily via satellites, although satellites will come into it. My favorite scheme on that point is something which I've described in considerable detail on the lifeboat.com website. It's called Security Preserver, and basically it uses mature nanotechnology with something called smart dust. Basically, imagine a little robot fitted with lenses and other sensors which is so small that you can't even see it with a regular microscope. It's so small that it's airborne. It floats in the air, and you need a couple of those per cubic feet of air, and then they communicate with each other. And they pass information in a pass-the-bucket kind of scheme so that when you interface with that cloud of smart dust at the edge of it, you can draw all the information that's available to it. And to make a long story short, this kind of technology called Panoptic Smart Dust Surveillance Systems or Suvalence Systems enable citizens as well as governments to have eyes and ears everywhere all the time. And I do mean everywhere. I mean, it gets into your hair, it gets into your clothes. It's very, very pervasive and permanent. And it, of course, raises enormous issues with regards to personal privacy. But as David Brin has eloquently argued in his book, The Transparent Society, we are on a slope where we see an erosion, an ever greater erosion of personal privacy due to pervasive surveillance technology. And the technology I just described will be kind of, you know, the mother of all Big Brother systems in the wrong hands, but in the good hands, in good hands, it will enable us to nip any really malicious plans right in the bud.
It's a tough trade-off, Philip, isn't it? Some of our privacies for surveillance, it really is. It's a tough call.
It's a tough call, but I don't think we have much of a choice. It's not, you know, even if people, if there were a group of people who would now raise a fuss and say, you know, we absolutely cannot have this kind of invasion of privacy, the problem at its core is, as I described right at the beginning of this talk, is ever smaller groups of people become technologically enabled to create ever greater damage, asymmetric destructive capability. And that's thanks to technology. So we have to limit the amount of personal privacy that individuals and small groups can have, because if they have too much privacy, they can use that as a cloak to plan and plot 9/11s and events that will be 100 or 1,000 times worse than 9/11.
Some will believe that a lot of this may be made up, Philip, just to erode privacy. What do you think?
Well, that's not impossible, I guess, but I think it's rather far-fetched. I'm in favor of, well, whether I'm in favor of it or not actually is irrelevant in the sense that it will happen whatever I think of it. But I think it's overall not going to be a bad thing that governments will acquire and develop and deploy this kind of technology, because they will anyway. And not just one government, multiple governments around the world will deploy parallel Panoptic smart dust surveillance systems. But what I find very important is that if it's only going to be a top-down surveillance system from governments to individuals, that's the mother of all Big Brother systems, and that opens up a can of worms like we've never seen, because the potential for abuse is enormous. It has to be counterbalanced by a bottom-up surveillance capability, which is the opposite of surveillance, where citizen vigilantes who organize themselves in groups deploy their own autonomous, separate panoptic smart dust cloud of surveillance nanites around the planet, and not only also duplicate the work that governments will be doing, which is checking out possible terrorist plots, but also which will extend the transparency of society to the watchers. So, of course, the watchers don't like to be watched themselves, but I think there is a window of opportunity there for having a balanced surveillance situation where the top-down surveillance is balanced by the bottom-up surveillance.